You see, your daily habits, what you do day in and day out, shapes a lot more than you think. Let's take this concept of reaping and sowing. Galatians 6, verse 8 says, "For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption, but the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life." Think of it this way. If your habit, day in and day out, is to indulge in the flesh, if it's to invest in the flesh, then the Bible says you will reap corruption, because all the things relating to the flesh are temporary. They will pass away. But whoever sows into the Spirit, when you sow into the Spirit, this means that day in, day out, you're working on what pleases God. You're working on being self-controlled. You're working on loving your neighbor. You're working on meditating on the Bible. You see, we need to develop strong, godly habits, strong routines that are firmly centered around Jesus Christ. Now, one of the main habits that we need to develop is a daily communion with the Holy Spirit. One translation for Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18 says, "Do not get drunk with wine, for that is wickedness, corruption, stupidity, but be filled with the Holy Spirit and constantly guided by Him." When we are filled with the Holy Spirit, then this means we are always led by the Spirit. It means we are constantly guided by the Spirit. It's a state of dependency. You are no longer dependent on yourself, on your resources, or your circle of influence, but you are dependent on the Holy Ghost day in and day out. This is why it's so important to be filled with the Holy Spirit. You find that you're more sensitive to the voice of God. Your heart becomes more responsive to the things of God. With the Holy Spirit, you can read, enjoy, and understand the Word of God in a way that's different if you tried it on your own. Strive to make it a habit that each day you are spending time with the Holy Spirit, developing and building a relationship with the Lord through the help, guidance, and leadership of the Holy Ghost. Now, the next habit is one that I feel strongly about, and I believe this often gets lost or forgotten in everyday life. But I want to tell you that you ought to make sure you feed your spirit. Feed your spirit daily. Just as you feed and nurture your physical body, saints of God, we ought to feed our spirit. Feed your spirit with the Word of God, because the Bible says, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." Every word that proceeds from the mouth of God is found right here in the Bible. Feed your spirit because Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst." Feed your spirit because the Bible says, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied." Feed your spirit because 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2 says, "Like newborn infants, long for the pure spiritual milk, that by it you may grow up into salvation." So you see, it's not just a catchphrase that I'm saying, but the reality is that we must feed our spirit with God's Word. In His Word, there is life. In His Word, there is peace. There is deliverance and freedom in God's Word. Make this a habit, and you will find that you'll be stronger in faith. You'll be stronger in prayer. You'll be stronger when you face the enemy, because God's Word is in you. His Word lives in you, and your spirit is stronger as a result. The third godly habit that we need to develop is centered around praise and worship. Make it a habit to praise and worship the Lord daily. Music evokes emotion. Music triggers certain thought patterns and feelings. So why not be deliberate about the music you're listening to day in and day out? Make it a habit to listen to the kind of music that will usher in the presence of God into your day. Make it a habit to listen to the kind of music that will entice you to praise God. Make it a daily routine to listen to the kind of music that will focus your mind and heart to Jesus. Music is a powerful resource. Praise and worship from the heart of a believer who is burning for Christ is powerful. God loves lips that are full of praises. So I encourage you to praise Him, worship Him, thank Him, tell Him that you love Him and adore Him for His goodness. Praise and worship will help you focus your mind on Christ. It's something that, when done habitually, can uplift your soul. It will uplift your spirit, carry you throughout the day with a melody in your heart. The next habit is forgiveness. Make it a habit to forgive others. Make it a habit to forgive easily. When you practice righteousness, the devil hates that. He hates it when you begin to intentionally pursue a righteous way of living. And so what the devil does is he attempts to trip you up. He attempts to derail you and get you to focus on everything else but pursuing a godly life. And one of the most effective ways for him to do this is by using people. And there is nothing that can tempt you to lose your way more than a person who does you wrong. People will betray you. People will be unkind. People will be rude when all you've done is try to love them. People will be ungrateful when you go out of your way to do something for them. But we need to forgive. We need to practice forgiveness. Yes, it may hurt. Yes, it may sting, but whatever you do, do it for the glory of the Lord. Do it because the Bible commands you to love your neighbor. Do it because you love the Lord. Should someone not reciprocate your kindness, forgive them. Should someone smile at you but turn around and talk about you, forgive them. Do not allow unforgiveness to fester in your heart. You let the enemy win when you do this, but I encourage you to love like Christ. Forgive like Christ. Be humble and do all you do for the glory of God and not for recognition of people. And finally, an important godly habit for you to develop is winning the battle in your mind. Make it a habit to control your thought life and take it one day at a time. Make it a point each day to guard your mind against the pollution of the world. Make it a point each day to have your mind occupied with Jesus Christ. Meditate on the Word so that you are constantly focused on godly things, on righteous things. Cultivate your mind so that it can be a place where you are praising and thanking God always. Let your mind be a place that is reciting Scripture and applying Scripture to your everyday life. The Holy Spirit can help you. He can bring about a change of thinking, a renewed mindset, a transformed mind. He can help you win the fight against ungodly thoughts. So I encourage you, let your prayer be for the Holy Spirit to dominate your thinking. Let the Word of God dominate your mind. Dwell on pure things. Dwell on things that lead to eternal life. The Bible says in Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, "This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Do not let the word of God depart from your mouth, but instead, let God's word be imprinted in your mind. Because oftentimes, where your thoughts go, your actions go, and your body soon will follow. If your thoughts are all to do with money, then soon enough, you'll find yourself searching for ways to make more money. If your thoughts are filled with lust, then soon enough, you'll find yourself pursuing an outlet. However, if your thoughts are focused on Jesus, if your thoughts are focused on pleasing Him, then you will find yourself in prayer. You will find yourself meditating on His Word. You'll find yourself loving others and putting God at the center of everything."